Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Gerilyn has the night off. As a result, they've gone to the bench, and they pointed to me, Steve Thompson, and here I am with producer Jonathan Lowe on this Sunday night. It could be raining where you are, and if we're going to get rain, you probably don't want it to rain in the middle of the day on a Saturday or a Sunday, because there's only 12 of those, or is it 13 between Memorial Day and Labor Day? But nevertheless, it looks like we're going to get a fair amount of rain in these parts overnight. And Al spoke about it in the weather a moment ago. Parts of the state already seeing a fair amount of rain. As you go out toward the South Dakota border, a lot of areas seeing much-needed rain here tonight. The heaviest from the Alexandria area down toward Wilmer, and that will fill in the overnight hours, as you heard a moment ago. So we're going to get an overnight rain. It looks like that rain will continue into Monday morning, and then as you heard, it will warm up in the coming week. But the rain we're getting, for the most part, on radar, is kind of that slow soaker rain that we so desperately need in many parts of the state. And this certainly won't get us out of a drought situation, but it nevertheless is a start. Any rain is welcome at this point. And I had a thought about that, and I do from time to time. And those tragic fires in Maui, or when you see some sort of other weather-related disaster, hurricanes, tornadoes, etc. With all our technology, with all our knowledge, we're still heavily reliant on the weather and heavily reliant on the timing of rain. And it's still really interesting here in 2023 that in that area, we still rely on Mother Nature, for sure. And speaking of that story out of Maui and the horrible fires and the aftermath of those fires is that they're asking tourists to stay away for now. And it probably goes without saying, because the areas of the island that have been spared, they need that for first responders. They need housing for those displaced. But just a horrible tragedy out of Maui. And Jonathan Lowell is our producer. And Jonathan, isn't that interesting, though, that here we are in August of 2023 and how dependent we are on the weather and good fortune when it comes to weather. I know we've had some storms move through the metro area and down trees and cause hail damage. There was some fairly significant hail damage from storms over the last couple of weeks here in the Twin Cities metro area. So all we know, all our technology, we're still heavily reliant on the weather.
It's interesting that you mentioned that. I know it was a couple of months ago, I believe, at this point, that Geraldine and I were talking about weather and controlling the weather.
Sure.
And I don't think that that's a great idea to have people maybe control the weather.
Start to fool with that.
Yes, because of a couple of things. Number one, if you control the weather, you're going to control the resources of the planet for the most part. You can control what grows in your area as far as crops, as far as resources for other areas, water, that sort of thing. And then what's to stop someone else from coming in and fighting a war over it? But the other thing is, this planet is an ecosystem, and we don't think of it that way a lot of times. We hear the word ecosystem, and we're like, oh, that might be something that is part of the planet. It's the Amazon rainforest. It's the Gobi Desert, the Mojave Desert in the Southwest.
Yeah, the Gulf Stream in the Atlantic.
It's not
of those facts.
It's different things to different people in different places of the planet. No, the ecosystem is the entire planet. It all works together.
Yeah.
And so that's what we don't seem to realize, is it's all interconnected. And there are bad eras for some parts of the planet. There are good eras for some parts of the planet, but it all works in tandem. Nothing is separate from one another. Because if something actually separates out, that might screw up the whole system. Well, and then where would we be?
Yeah, and I think it gets back, and I was thinking about this, because we're getting much-needed rain, and overnight tonight, right now, as I pointed out on the radar, some areas of central and west central Minnesota seeing the lion's share of the rain right now, but it's expected overnight to move through the Twin Cities area, and we should get a good drink of water overnight tonight. But it kind of goes back to that philosophy once upon a time, and I never understood this even as a kid, that you would have in one part of the restaurant the smoking section, and in the other part of the restaurant you'd have the non-smoking section. And I think our planet is a restaurant, if you will. And it doesn't work that, okay, we're going to do what we can in our part of the restaurant to do the right thing. And in the other part of the restaurant, other countries or emerging industrial powers are just going to do whatever. And that's going to solve the problem, or the problems.
I think that's a decent analogy.
I think that's
why when you just getting off on that tangent that you brought up, that's why a lot of these states started passing these laws to just make all indoor spaces non-smoking, and then you could smoke at a certain distance from the building. Whether they're restaurants or government buildings or whatnot, the planet is, to continue your analogy, it's all in the same room. There is no separators. There are no walls that are.
Well, a lot of them were just half walls. You know, I think of going to a restaurant with my mom and dad way back in the day, and even as a kid, it was like, okay, my mom and dad didn't smoke. So we would always go into the no smoking area of the restaurant. But on occasion, if Grandma and Grandpa were along, and this is when I was real young, Grandma and Grandpa were maybe smokers, then we'd all agree, all right, we're going to go sit where they can. But I, even as a kid, I was thinking to myself, well, how does this work? Is this really going to, you know,
well,
keep
again,
folks on the other side of the restaurant from dealing with the harmful effects of the smoke, so to speak?
And that's the thing. Unless you have some sort of structure, wall to wall off that
Absolutely.
Area and the air and have some sort of separate ventilation system, it's not going to matter. It's the, all that smoke is going to filter throughout the room. It's just it might take a little while longer to get to other parts of the room. And that's the thing with the planet. There's no wall. There is no wall separating us from China. There is no wall separating us from South Africa. There is no wall separating us from Brazil. It's all there. It's all out in the open. And
yeah, Russia, Siberia,
right.
India, you name it. We all kind of share the same restaurant, if you will. And it's just interesting to me. And I don't necessarily want to go down the rabbit hole of getting into climate change and pressing those alarm buttons here on a Sunday night. But it still is interesting to me in 2023 that, and I know farmers do this very intently and keep close eye on the weather because of their livelihood. But in reality, we all rely on those farmers for what they produce.
Well, we rely
on just paying attention to, hey, we really need rain, and seeing the rain and looking at the radar, sitting here on a Sunday night going, that's a good thing. And here we are in 2023, and the attitude was the same 100 years ago or 200 years ago, or for that matter, who lived on this land 1,000 years ago, saying the same thing, we really could use rain.
And it's not just from a standpoint of the food that we need to sustain us. It's just our recreation. It's just us getting out and living life. You know,
yeah,
I told you during the break, while Al was finishing up the weather, that I have a plan to play golf this coming Saturday. And it's going to be low 90s, and it ain't going to be pleasant.
That's exactly right.
I was at a car show today. I was there were some coworkers from my other job that were involved in a car show, and they let me know about it. I'm like, hey, I'll go see them before I have to come in here. And so went over there to the car show for about 45 minutes or so, and there was the threat of the rain coming in, and they were thinking, oh no, the rain might come through, and they were thinking that attendance might have been down just a little bit because of the threat of the rain. And
yeah.
And just having something like an event outside, an event outdoors, it's going to – you rely on whether you need snow for a skiing event or whether you're trying to avoid rain for a cookout or whatever. Yes, the reliance that we have on the weather,
yeah,
it's always going to be there because it helps to breed life.
Yeah, it just is, and once again, we're glad it's raining, but it fascinates me that, you know, the internet and all our technology and all our sophistication, the one thing that hasn't changed is our reliance on the weather, and in the growing season, our reliance on timely rain. Not too much, just the right amount to make things work.
Tiger Woods PGA Golf ain't gonna keep me forever. Got to get out and swing
exactly.
a few.
Speaking of golf, downriver in Memphis, first event of the FedEx Cup playoffs, just wrapped up. They went to overtime on a really hot day. And I saw the eventual winner, Lucas Glover, beat Patrick Cantlay in a playoff not that long ago. I mean, it just wrapped up in a playoff. But it was a hot week in Memphis. Today, now, it was 90 degrees, but the dew point was 75. We don't get a lot of days here with dew points in the 70s. We do, but I think it was that way all week in Memphis, where it was 90 degrees and the dew point was 75. That is unbelievable. And by the looks of the ponds and the trees during the golf coverage today, it doesn't look like they had any breeze at all. Not that it would matter with 90 degrees and a dew point of 75, but that is old school heat and humidity right there. That's the real deal. And Lucas Glover, he made the poor choice in a really hot day. He was wearing tan slacks, and he was sweating through them. Jonathan, I know you had the golf on one of the monitors in the studio, and I certainly kept an eye on the golf today.
I'll just say this.
He looked hot.
I'll just say this. I noticed.
It was hot. And he's one of these rare players that doesn't wear a glove either. And CBS was on the golf coverage. And at every hole, what he'd do is go over to where they keep the bottled water by the tee. And he would sink his hands and arms in up to the elbows in that ice water to kind of cool his body down.
Wow.
And they were saying, and they were relaying on the telecast today, that most of the guys were going through about a bottle of water per hole to stay hydrated.
That's insane.
Today. Yeah.
That's insane.
So, yeah, that is another kind of humidity down there in Memphis, Tennessee. But Lucas Glover won his second straight and wins the first FedEx Cup playoff event. A lot of big names. Once again, he defeated Patrick Cantlay. When we come back, we'll recap what turned out to be a good weekend. It didn't start out so well in Philly when they got blitzed by the Phillies 13-2 on Friday night, but they battle back and they win Saturday and they win again today. And I know you outlined some of the scores. I've got a couple of highlights teed up, and we'll play those and recap what turned out to be a solid weekend for the Twins after a rough 4 days in Detroit, where they drop 3 out of 4, and then they come home. And they've got a lot of home cooking coming up on the schedule. Between now and the end of the month, just 2 road games. And that's a quick trip to play the Brewers in Milwaukee. I'm sure they'll fly. I doubt they'll take a motor coach. Just a 2-game trip. Other than that, all home games. And then a little bit later on in the program, we'll find out about what's going on at the State Fair. It's hard to believe the State Fair starts a week from Thursday. And then my favorite space and science writer, Robert Zimmerman, will join us. He's written a lot of wonderful books about space and space exploration, and we'll talk about what's going on. Of course, SpaceX with NASA, with the Chinese, with the Russians, etc. That between 9 and 10 o'clock tonight. Geraldine's away. Steve Inn, Jonathan Lowe is our producer here on News Talk. 830-WCCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it.
you can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Twins fans were feeling really good about the club when they took 2 out of 3 against the Cardinals and then swept the Diamondbacks over Hall of Fame weekend at Target Field. And then they go into Detroit and win the opener and beat the Tigers 9-3, and it looks like this is going to be a cakewalk in August and September to a division crown, and let's get set for the playoffs. And then they drop 3 in a row to the Tigers, 6-0, 9-5, and 3-0. And then they went into Philly and got beat by the Phillies 13-2 on Friday night. Well, they bounce back to win the series with an 8-1 win Saturday and a 3-0 win today. And it got started early. One of the new guys, Jordan Luplo, hit a home run. It turned out to be the game winner.
And the 1-0 pitch, sky to right center field, deep. Going back is Rojas at the track, at the wall. That ball is gone, a home run. Jordan Luplo, his first homer as a Twin, lands one into the Phillies bullpen. And the Twins again strike first and have a 1-0 lead here in the opening inning.
So they get 2 RBI in the game, 1 in the third, 1 in the ninth from Jorge Polanco. Sonny Gray started. He was dominant today.
Harper awaits an 0-2 and swings and misses, and Downey goes on strikes. It's the 6th strikeout for Sonny Gray. He's been masterful, and now it's Castellanos.
Yeah, masterful indeed. The bullpen, Caleb Thielebar and company, close out the shutout. The line on Gray today is 6 innings, 2 hits, no runs, 7 strikeouts, the only blemish, 3 walks on the ball game today. And the manager, Rocco Baldelli, talked about Sonny Gray.
He had a few things going. I think it was just a overall, you know, nice outing for him. He was, I think his command was good. We've probably seen it better, but he attacked. I think one thing that we saw this series, and Sonny, you know, showed us this today, when you attack and you get ahead, good things generally do follow, and then you have so many options after that. But when he got out there and got ahead of them and wasn't afraid to use his fastball against them, overall, I think that's what kind of made it all work. But you have to attack them, and you can't get passive and pitch around that lineup. They're too good.
So the roller coaster ride continues, Jonathan Lowe, for the Minnesota Twins. Pretty good homestand. Joe Mauer into the Twins Hall of Fame. And then 4 ugly games in a row, 3 in Detroit, 1 in Philly, and you think, okay, this is going the wrong direction. Then they bounce back Saturday and Sunday, and here we go. As you pointed out, at the end of 60 minutes, day off Monday, 2 quick games with the Tigers. Tuesday night, Wednesday matinee, and then another day off on Thursday. Pirates come to town, another day off next Monday. Then they'll be in Milwaukee. And then the Rangers come to town to start a 4-game series that corresponds with the start of the state fair at Target Field. And that one will get started on Thursday night, the 24th. And then the Guardians come to town for 3 big games. So a lot of home cooking for the Twins coming up.
Yeah, and take advantage of these days off now to get yourself right, because that means you're not going to have a lot of them coming up in September to finish off the season.
Yeah, and for the Twins, I know this asking a lot, because when you've been hovering around 500, inconsistency is going to be the name of the game. The ups, the downs, you know, the 4 ugly games, 3 to close it out in Detroit, the first game in Philly, just really a bad look. And then they bounce back, and it's kind of like, wow, you know, especially today, Sonny Gray, some timely hitting, good bullpen work, and their lead is 4.5 in the division. But remember, they're only 4 games over .500 right now in the division. And as I pointed out, a lot of home games coming up, and really the only road trip to Milwaukee. And like I say, that's an easy trip down the road. If they went by bus, what is it, about 5 hours to the home of the Brewers? I'm sure they'll fly. But nevertheless, good stretch for the Twins coming up at home. 7:33 is our time. We'll take a break. We'll update that weather, tell you where it's raining, and how much rain we'll get in these parts. We'll do that in a moment here on News Talk. 830-WCCO. Steve Thompson in for Geraldine Steele. Geraldine has a night off. Jonathan Lowe is our producer. And wasn't that long ago, if you would have said rideshare, you would have said, what? What's rideshare? Well, it's a big part of our transportation network here and around the country. And there is a proposed ordinance in the city of Minneapolis that would boost the pay of rideshare drivers. And representing Ward 2, member of the Minneapolis City Council, Robin Wansley, joining us on the line. We certainly do appreciate your time. Thanks so much for joining us tonight.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on.
Rideshare, relatively new concept. I've used it, particularly when traveling. It's invaluable. It's an important part of our transportation network. And there's a brand new ordinance to make sure that the drivers are properly compensated.
Yes. As you mentioned, you know, there was a world before Uber and Lyft where you probably took a taxi to where you needed to go. But, you know, in the wake of Uber and Lyft entering into the market here in Minneapolis about 5 years or less ago, we saw the taxi cab industry destroyed. And as a result of that, we had drivers constantly coming up to City Hall as early as last year, September of last year, saying we need you all to support us, ensure that we're getting necessary worker protections like minimum compensation. And they've kept organizing and have kept, you know, asking elected officials to support them in having those basic, you know, worker protections here at the city level and state level. And this January, I'm proud to have led the council to meet that call to introduce this ordinance that gives them that minimum compensation that gets them to the floor where we've already passed the $15 minimum wage. And I felt very grateful to be part of that fight and other necessary worker protections. And hopefully, you know, I'm looking forward to this overwhelmingly passing council this Thursday. It's a process that has been supported by the drivers, by city staff, by the public at large. And here's a way for our city to actually live up to those worker rights and worker friendly values that I'm very proud that our city has, you know, really deeply grounded itself in over the past decade.
I understand there was a proposal at the legislature to address this, and it was tabled, if you will, and it's going to be studied, may come up again in 2024. Is it important that Minneapolis acts now?
Absolutely. Minneapolis has always been a trailblazer for the state when it's come to workers' rights. I like to reference the fact that, you know, in 2017, if Minneapolis had not took the step, and specifically city council, to pass the 15 minimum wage and earn sick and safe time, we wouldn't see some of the robust, you know, worker protections that we're seeing being advanced at the state, like, you know, paid leave, that paid leave program, or, you know, worker protections for other gig employees, or, you know, non-traditional unionized employees like Amazon workers. That would not have happened if Minneapolis had not been for quite some time responsive to the needs of workers. And we simply can't defer action when thousands of drivers, workers who, as you mentioned, provide a critical service for all of our residents here, working class people, when they're unable to pay their bills or buy groceries or be able to provide school supplies for their children. That is something that we do not need to wait on the state for. We can take that action on Thursday, as we've done in the past with other crucial worker protections that have set a really crucial mandate for the state of being a worker-friendly, a union-friendly place and region.
Minneapolis City Council member Robin Wansley joining us, representing Ward 2, talking about an ordinance that would boost pay and make certain pay guarantees for Uber and Lyft drivers. Are there concerns that Uber and Lyft may pull out of the city if this is enacted?
You know, I have heard, at least from the oppositional letters that Uber and Lyft have submitted, as of now, there has not been those threats. There's been the threat or concern that you mentioned of just wait until the state to take action, defer to the task force that the governor created in the wake of him vetoing the bill, which I do want to note, you know, the state House and state Senate, which is the equivalent of our legislative body on city council, they passed this. It was the executive branch that vetoed it. And I'm hoping that we have the same outcome on Thursday, where the legislative branch stands with workers this Thursday, and that we aren't put in a place where the executive branch, which would be the case of Mayor Fry then using his veto power to stand with the corporate lobbyists who are coming in from California and saying that, you know, we shouldn't be meeting the needs of workers by making sure they're earning minimum wages and making sure they're having, you know, basic worker protections that any worker deserves. You know, I'm really excited for this Thursday. I'm excited about the work that we've put into getting this ordinance ready for a vote. And I'm really grateful for the workers who I want to name. This is their sole income. This is their primary job. And they have missed many hours of pay that could go towards paying their rent and groceries to show up at City Hall, to show up at the Capitol to say, elected officials, you should not be allowing corporate greed to have thousands of your workers, especially predominantly immigrant, black and brown women workers, earn poverty wages. So here's a moment for us to show up and stand with those workers who've had no choice but to organize and use these channels to really get basic worker protections that I think anyone in this role as a public official should stand behind. And in Minneapolis, we have a history of doing that.
Is there a concern on your part? Because certainly the naysayers, those who don't want to see this ordinance pass, say it's going to make rides too expensive, that lower-income folks aren't going to be able to afford to use Uber or Lyft in the city.
And, you know, I totally understand the fear. Of course, you know, people want to make sure that they can still use this crucial service and that they won't be priced out of it. But I've also been very, you know, consistent in speaking with constituents who've raised those concerns justifiably, is that that is a false dichotomy. That's a false, you know, narrative that Uber and Lyft and corporations before them and after them will continue to put out into the public when there's threats of regulation coming their way. And there's no need for Uber and Lyft because it would be their decision if they decided to raise rates on a ride. There's no need for that, you know, to pit drivers and riders and working class people against each other when they have more than enough profits to be able to pay their workers a $15 minimum wage, that minimum compensation, and they have more than enough profits to then also keep rides very affordable so that people in low-income areas, our disabled residents, working-class people can keep utilizing the service. And I know this because I encourage residents to Google, like I've done myself, you know, in 2022, Uber and Lyft collectively earned over $10 billion in revenue of profit. So excess, surplus, we're talking about extra. So they have more than enough revenue to be able to meet the needs of their drivers, which are those minimum compensations and basic worker protections, while also making sure that riders can still use this critical service. But to say that we can't pay drivers, you know, the minimum wage, they have to stick with poverty wages in order to keep rides affordable, that's a false choice. And I hope residents know you do not need to buy into it. Uber and Lyft are a multi-billion dollar out-of-state corporation that can do both, and we should encourage them to do both. And nevertheless, we will encourage them to do both when we vote on this on Thursday and say that no worker in Minneapolis, whether you are in a unionized workforce or if you're riding Uber or Lyft, will earn poverty wages in our city.
Yeah, that argument came up when raising the minimum wage to $15. Oh, you'll be paying $10 for a Big Mac. No one will be able to afford to eat at McDonald's anymore. Well, we know that's not true. And that made me nervous too. That made me nervous because I like my Big Mac every now and then.
And as we've seen, you know, the minimum wage going up in select cities, because I'm going to highlight, you know, the federal minimum wage is still $7.25. Right. But again, Minneapolis took the step and became the first Midwestern city to pass a 15 minimum wage. And that helped to lift thousands, tens of thousands of working class people out of poverty. It stopped working class people from having to work two or three jobs to, you know, pay their rent. So I'm glad that we set that premise. And the reason why you're paying, you know, for a Big Mac had nothing to do with that. As we've seen just, you know what, the past couple months ago, eggs were the highest they've ever been. Right. And it wasn't because of 15. it was not for that. So I think we should always not buy into the false narrative, or it's basically a boogeyman decoy that corporations use. They use the same with child labor laws. There was a time period when corporations literally said, let's keep kids in you know, dangerous workplace conditions and not pay them. And we're even seeing other states pass, you know, or roll back those child labor law protections. So, and corporations are saying this is great for us. So we should never buy into the threats that corporations put out there, especially when it's promising doomsday, when we're literally saying, as cities, as a regulatory body, we should end poverty wages. We should raise the threshold of standards for workers so that they can have safe and equitable conditions to work under. That should be a non-negotiable. And I think in Minneapolis, based off of our past record, that does seem to be a non-negotiable, and we're advancing it with this ordinance. It falls in alignment with that precedent, and I'm really excited to be leading with my co-authors, Councilmember Chavez and Councilmember Osmond, to just, you know, raise the bar higher again for what we, you know, say workers deserve in our city.
Now, is there a spot where people can easily go if they want to read this ordinance and find out more? Is an easy place for people to check that out?
Absolutely. They can actually go on my webpage. If you Google, again, love Googling, you know, Robin Wansley Ward 2, City of Minneapolis, it actually is the first thing that's on my page of giving the policy highlights. It also includes a link to the ordinance language. You can also go on the City of Minneapolis website if you type in Fair Drive or Safe Ride. That will direct you also to a webpage that has all of this information. You can also submit public comment there and, you know, provide feedback. Since we have passed the period of doing the public hearing that happened last Tuesday, but folks can still submit public comment. We encourage, you know, residents to also show up this Thursday when we take a vote up or down. And I'm confident that my colleagues will stand as they've done before with thousands of drivers, but they have the opportunity, or residents have the opportunity, to come to City Hall 9:30 this Thursday to see if we stand on the side of workers or if we stand on the side of corporate influence and corporate lobbyists coming in from California to tell us that workers should earn poverty wages. So those are some of the ways in which our residents can access information on this ordinance and also provide feedback, but also show up too.
Well, pleasure to visit with you this evening. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me on.
All right. Minneapolis Councilmember Robin Wansley, representing Ward 2, joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Quick break. We have much more to come. All the news at 8. Next hour on the program, yes, the fair starts a week from Thursday. What's new at the fair? We'll get into that. My favorite space and science writer following the news and weather at 9. Robert Zimmerman will join us. Stephen Fitzgerald tonight here on News Talk. 830-WCCO. We've heard about the devastating fire in Maui. How about this news today? At least five dead in a Pennsylvania house explosion. We'll have more coming up from CBS at 8 o'clock. And then, like old times, my two grown daughters took Dad to a movie today. We'll talk about that movie following the news. Then we'll get an update on the state fair. What's new at the fair following the weather at 8:30? It's all on the way here at News Talk. 830-WCCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Steve Thompson in for Gerilyn Steele. Gerilyn has a night off. Jonathan Lowe is our producer. And wasn't that long ago, if you would have said rideshare, you would have said, what? What's rideshare? Well, it's a big part of our transportation network here and around the country. And there is a proposed ordinance in the city of Minneapolis that would boost the pay of rideshare drivers. And representing Ward 2, member of the Minneapolis City Council, Robin Wansley, joining us on the line. We certainly do appreciate your time. Thanks so much for joining us tonight.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on.
Rideshare, relatively new concept. I've used it, particularly when traveling. It's invaluable. It's an important part of our transportation network. And there's a brand new ordinance to make sure that the drivers are properly compensated.
Yes. As you mentioned, you know, there was a world before Uber and Lyft where you probably took a taxi to where you needed to go. But, you know, in the wake of Uber and Lyft entering into the market here in Minneapolis about 5 years or less ago, we saw the taxi cab industry destroyed. And as a result of that, we had drivers constantly coming up to City Hall as early as last year, September of last year, saying we need you all to support us, ensure that we're getting necessary worker protections like minimum compensation. And they've kept organizing and have kept, you know, asking elected officials to support them in having those basic, you know, worker protections here at the city level and state level. And this January, I'm proud to have led the council to meet that call to introduce this ordinance that gives them that minimum compensation that gets them to the floor where we've already passed the $15 minimum wage. And I felt very grateful to be part of that fight and other necessary worker protections. And hopefully, you know, I'm looking forward to this overwhelmingly passing council this Thursday. It's a process that has been supported by the drivers, by city staff, by the public at large. And here's a way for our city to actually live up to those worker rights and worker-friendly values that I'm very proud that our city has, you know, really deeply grounded itself in over the past decade.
I understand there was a proposal at the legislature to address this, and it was tabled, if you will, and it's going to be studied, may come up again in 2024. Is it important that Minneapolis acts now?
Absolutely. Minneapolis has always been a trailblazer for the state when it's come to workers' rights. I like to reference the fact that, you know, in 2017, if Minneapolis had not took the step, and specifically city council, to pass the 15 minimum wage and earn sick and safe time, we wouldn't see some of the robust, you know, worker protections that we're seeing being advanced at the state, like, you know, paid leave, that paid leave program, or, you know, worker protections for other gigs. Employees or, you know, non-traditional unionized employees like Amazon workers. That would not have happened if Minneapolis had not been for quite some time responsive to the needs of workers. And we simply can't defer action when thousands of drivers, workers who, as you mentioned, provide a critical service for all of our residents here, working class people, when they're unable to pay their bills or buy groceries or be able to provide school supplies for their children. That is something that we do not need to wait on the state for. We can take that action on Thursday, as we've done in the past with other crucial worker protections that have set a really crucial mandate for the state of being a worker-friendly, a union-friendly place in region.
Minneapolis City Council Member Robin Wansley joining us, representing Ward 2, talking about an ordinance that would boost pay and make certain pay guarantees for Uber and Lyft drivers. Are there concerns that Uber and Lyft may pull out of the city if this is enacted?
You know, I have heard, at least from the oppositional letters that Uber and Lyft have submitted, as of now, there has not been those threats. There's been the threat or concern that you mentioned of just wait until the state to take action, defer to the task force that the governor created in the wake of him vetoing the bill, which I do want to note, you know, the state house and state senate, which is the equivalent of our legislative body on city council, they passed this. It was the executive branch that vetoed it. And I'm hoping that we have the same outcome on Thursday, where the legislative branch stands with workers this Thursday, and that we aren't put in a place where the executive branch, which would be the case of Mayor Fry then using his veto power to stand with the corporate lobbyists who are coming in from California and saying that, you know, we shouldn't be meeting the needs of workers by making sure they're earning minimum wages and making sure they're having, you know, basic worker protections that any worker deserves. You know, I'm really excited for this Thursday. I'm excited about the work that we've put into getting this ordinance ready for a vote. And I'm really grateful for the workers who I want to name. This is their sole income. This is their primary job. And they have missed many hours of pay that could go towards paying their rent and groceries to show up at City Hall, to show up at the Capitol to say, elected officials, you should not be allowing corporate greed to have thousands of your workers, especially predominantly immigrant, black and brown women workers, earn poverty wages. So here's a moment for us to show up and stand with those workers who've had no choice but to organize and use these channels to really get basic worker protections that I think anyone in this role as a public official should stand behind. And in Minneapolis, we have a history of doing that.
Is there a concern on your part? Because certainly the naysayers, those who don't want to see this ordinance pass, say it's going to make rides too expensive, that lower-income folks aren't going to be able to afford to use Uber or Lyft in the city.
And, you know, I totally understand the fear. Of course, you know, people want to make sure that they can still use this crucial service and that they won't be priced out of it. But I've also been very, you know, consistent in speaking with constituents who've raised those concerns justifiably, is that that is a false dichotomy. That's a false, you know, narrative that Uber and Lyft and corporations before them and after them will continue to put out into the public when there's threats of regulation coming their way. And there's no need for Uber and Lyft, because it would be their decision if they decided to raise rates on a ride. There's no need for that, you know, to pit drivers and riders and working class people against each other when they have more than enough profits to be able to pay their workers a $15 minimum wage, that minimum compensation, and they have more than enough profits to then also keep rides very affordable, so that people in low-income areas, our disabled residents, working-class people can keep utilizing the service. And I know this because I encourage residents to Google, like I've done myself. You know, in 2022, Uber and Lyft collectively earned over $10 billion in revenue of profit. So excess, surplus, we're talking about extra. So they have more than enough revenue to be able to meet the needs of their drivers, which are those minimum compensations and basic worker protections, while also making sure that riders can still use this critical service. But to say that we can't pay drivers, you know, the minimum wage, they have to stick with poverty wages in order to keep rides affordable, that's a false choice. And I hope residents know you do not need to buy into it. Uber and Lyft are a multi-billion dollar out-of-state corporation that can do both, and we should encourage them to do both. And nevertheless, we will encourage them to do both when we vote on this on Thursday and say that no worker in Minneapolis, whether you are in a unionized workforce or if you're riding Uber or Lyft, will earn poverty wages in our city.
Yeah, that argument came up when raising the minimum wage to $15. Oh, you'll be paying $10 for a Big Mac. No one will be able to afford to eat at McDonald's anymore. Well, we know that's not true. And that made me nervous too. That made me nervous because I like my Big Mac every now and then.
And as we've seen, you know, the minimum wage going up in select cities, because I'm going to highlight, you know, the federal minimum wage is still $7.25. Right. But again, Minneapolis took the step and became the first Midwestern city to pass a 15 minimum wage. And that helped to lift thousands, tens of thousands of working class people out of poverty. It stopped working class people from having to work two or three jobs to, you know, pay their rent. So I'm glad that we set that premise. And the reason why you're paying, you know, for a Big Mac had nothing to do with that. As we've seen just, you know what, the past couple months ago, eggs were the highest they've ever been. Right. And it wasn't because of 15. it was not for that. So I think we should always not buy into the false narrative, or it's basically a boogeyman decoy that corporations use. They use the same with child labor laws. There was a time period when corporations literally said, let's keep kids in you know, dangerous workplace conditions and not pay them. And we're even seeing other states pass, you know, or roll back those child labor law protections. So, and corporations are saying this is great for us. So we should never buy into the threats that corporations put out there, especially when it's promising doomsday, when we're literally saying, as cities, as a regulatory body, we should end poverty wages. We should raise the threshold of standards for workers so that they can have safe and equitable conditions to work under. That should be a non-negotiable. And I think in Minneapolis, based off of our past record, that does seem to be a non-negotiable, and we're advancing it with this ordinance. It falls in alignment with that precedent, and I'm really excited to be leading with my co-authors, Councilmember Chavez and Councilmember Osman, to just, you know, raise the bar higher again for what we, you know, say workers deserve in our city.
Now, is there a spot where people can easily go if they want to read this ordinance and find out more? Is there an easy place for people to check that out?
Absolutely. They can actually go on my webpage. If you Google, again, love Googling, you know, Robin Wansley Ward II, City of Minneapolis, it actually is the first thing that's on my page of giving the policy highlights. It also includes a link to the ordinance language. You can also go on the City of Minneapolis website. If you type in Fair Drive or Safe Ride, that will direct you also to a webpage that has all of this information. You can also submit public comment there and, you know, provide feedback since we have passed the period of doing the public hearing that happened last Tuesday. But folks can still submit public comment. We encourage, you know, residents to also show up this Thursday when we take a vote up or down. And I'm confident that my colleagues will stand as they've done before with thousands of drivers, but they have the opportunity, or residents have the opportunity, to come to City Hall 9:30 this Thursday to see if we stand on the side of workers or if we stand on the side of corporate influence and corporate lobbyists coming in from California to tell us that workers should earn poverty wages. So those are some of the ways in which our residents can access information on this ordinance and also provide feedback, but also show up too.
Well, pleasure to visit with you this evening. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me on.
All right. Minneapolis Councilmember Robin Wansley, representing Ward 2, joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Quick break. We have much more to come. All the news at 8. Next hour on the program, yes, the fair starts a week from Thursday. What's new at the fair? We'll get into that. My favorite space and science writer following the news and weather at 9. Robert Zimmerman will join us. Stephen Fitzgerald tonight here on News Talk. 830-WCCO. We've heard about the devastating fire in Maui. How about this news today? At least 5 dead in a Pennsylvania house explosion. We'll have more coming up from CBS at 8 o'clock. And then, like old times, my 2 grown daughters took Dad to a movie today. We'll talk about that movie following the news. Then we'll get an update on the state fair. What's new at the fair following the weather at 8:30? It's all on the way here at News Talk. 830-WCCO. We've heard about the devastating fire in Maui. How about this news today? At least 5 dead in a Pennsylvania house explosion. We'll have more coming up from CBS at 8 o'clock. And then, like old times, my 2 grown daughters took Dad to a movie today. We'll talk about that movie following the news. Then we'll get an update on the state fair. What's new at the fair following the weather at 8:30? It's all on the way here at News Talk, 830-WCCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.